Unbreakable. That is the theme for today. We are unbreakable. I'm excited. Okay, if I get too excited, don't get mad. But I'm joined here by my co-host and longtime partner, Brenda Eason. Brenda, are you excited with me?
Girl, you know I am so excited. I've been excited all week and putting this show together. This is something that's much needed, a show of hope. And
a show of hope.
The other side of the table. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, and I couldn't wait to do this show because of the two people that are on the line. You know that every week when I do the Moms Chat Live platform on EasyWayBroadcasting.com, when I do this platform, it's usually sheroes, right? It's sheroes, women that I find phenomenal, that are amazing, that have generated so many resources. They have taken pain and turned it into passion, purpose, and then profit, right? So these are my sheroes. But today, it is not a girls-only room. It's not a girls-only room. We have some testosterone that we're celebrating, too. So my hero and my hero, Mr. Paul Anthony Shelley Hunt, will be on the line today. Mr. Paul Anthony from the legendary group Full Force will be on the line today with an announcement. You know, but you and I have a celebration, too. April's coming up. We have an anniversary. How many years are we with our network?
10 years strong with the BBON, and so we have some exciting news to come up. We have a new name. You'll hear more all about it, new logos, new. We might as well go ahead and tell them it's going to be the Global Business Owners Network, the GBON. You'll be officially hearing about more about it soon, but we're turning to the GBON. We've grown so much over 10 years.
We have our like pages on Facebook, but I think I'm the most excited about our 35,000 members in our group, right?
One group alone. Yeah.
One group alone, 35,000, a few thousand, 4,000 or 5,000 on the like pages, and then we had our music platform, which was called Black Empowered at the time, right? And we are announcing to start the new label, the new record label, which is Artists for Change Music Group. Woo!
That's indeed.
So I'm excited.
And I'm so excited about working with you again, Tina. We work so well together. We're just going to knock it out of the box again.
It's all about partnership. So here are my intentions for today. For those of you, we've got so many people populating the line, and I'm excited about it. I'm looking for one specific number to make sure that our wonderful hero is on the line, our shero is on the line. Ms. Shelley Hunt, transformational speaker and the founder of Women for Global Change. She is a rock star completely. She's on the line. I'm excited. But Mr. Paul Anthony is also on the line, and he's doing some legendary things. If you don't know anything about Full Force, stop right now. Go in front of your computer, Google Full Force, and you're going to see why my press release said the institution called Full Force. Because for 35 years, you know, people in the music business get good reputations, bad reputations, piss people off. I can say that this group of men are leaders, and they have great reputations for 30-something years and have created hit after hit after hit. And so we get to talk about the journey. When they showed a little bit about the journey on TV One, 39 million people around the country chimed in to talk about Paul Anthony's journey. 39 million people. So, you know, our little audience is going to be blessed today. So what we're going to do, I think our order of show today, we're going to play a song. I think we're going to just jump over to Life Jennings. The songs are crafted based on what we're talking about today. And I love me some Life Jennings. And he has this incredible song on his new project called Lucid. Most people don't know that he even put out another record. It's called I Am. It's a confession and affirmation of psychological empowerment. It's called I Am. So we're going to play Life Jennings, and then we're going to move on to introducing some of our partners and then get into the yummy, yummy part of get into our meal, our conversational yummy, yummy meal. So we'll be right back here. And I can't call it Mom's Chat Live, but it is Mom's Chat Live, Easy Way Broadcasting. Eric Zulli is the bomb. He's a genius at designing distribution systems and branding people so that you can talk to your fan base if you're a celebrity. So that's why we partnered with him, because he's a beast. Life Jennings.
Yes. He always has such positive songs. Yes.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And you remember the platform that, you know, my Sunday platform was To Change Now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was about the war of the mind. If you win the battle over the mind, then you win the battle everywhere else. And
everywhere.
I think we started that in 2004, so that's 10 years old now. And
yes,
we just upgraded that. Mm-hmm. Just upgraded mm-hmm. To Change Now, to not just be my little tiny voice, right, one mm-hmm. voice. Even though I believe that one pebble in the water, you know, makes waves going forever and ever. I had my Ashe moment. But I also believe that when we unify and we come together as one, oh, my gosh, what a powerful force.
Powerful.
What a powerful force. If we come together, and, you know, some people, they want to unify in everything, right? They want me to believe what they believe. I may not believe what you believe. We may not even like each other everywhere. So we can come under a vision or a mission and stand together. That's what the word understanding means,
mm-hmm.
to stand under a vision. So we get to talk about some people here that's on the line today, and Mr. Paul Anthony has joined us, so we'll introduce him and Shelley. I know everybody's waiting to hear from Paul Anthony and Shelley. Talk
yes.
about changing their journey. I know I am. I want to just, like, go on mute and just let them talk, right? But just let them talk. But we have some great people on the line, and I want to make sure that everyone knows that our commitment to changing now has gone global. And first we're starting with those who didn't even ask to be here, right? The kids.
Mm-hmm.
The kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to open up the lines a little bit here. I would love for you all who are calling in, tell us who you are just really quick, where you're calling from, and then I'll circle back to you and then paint the picture so people know how we fit into this rainbow spectrum of oneness. I know it sounds really hippie. Believe me, I'll justify it in a minute. But that's how I feel. I feel like if we all have gifts, we all have specific imprints in the world. There's no competition, right?
All right.
Because you are you. You've heard me say this for
exactly.
how long, Brenda, right? You are a designer original. There's no competition. That's right.
Exactly.
Stay in your lane. Okay, so let me go ahead and go to 818-466. Tell me who you are. Area code 818, are you on the line?
Hi, good morning. Yolanda Water, founder of Changing Lives Incorporated.
Hello, Yolanda Water. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for joining us. Okay, so really quick. Yolanda is one of the most brilliant financial designers in the world. I have never seen a woman who could take numbers and make them break dance. Where my eyes actually glaze over when she's like, okay, budget, 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 budget. But I'm like, flat line, white noise. She is giddy about it, and she's a genius at it. But she hates media. Mm-hmm. So probably her calling in is the most that we're going to get from her on the media side. So I am very, very, very grateful for her to be here. Thank you, Wanda.
Thank you so much for calling
in. No, Tina, I love media. I'm just not in front of the camera person. I like
she's
the,
not in front of the camera. Yeah, she B-set media.
No,
she's don't, okay. Let me correct that. She's a producer.
No,
she's
no
produced stuff. She's funded stuff. But she's not going to get in front of that camera. She's not going to get in front. We're going to go to the next caller here. I'm putting you on hold for a moment, Miss Yolanda, and we'll get right back to our partners. I already know whose number this is. This is area code 949. Eric Zuli, is that you? I'm trying to unmute you. Is that you, Eric?
Eric, we're 949. Are you there?
Eric Zuli? He's probably
yes, how are you doing, Tina?
Hey, this is Eric Zuli, everyone. Easy Way Broadcasting, the very platform that you're on right now, originates from this young man who's brilliant. He's a brilliant, brilliant promoter. He does some incredible events. He just had, I think you had a pretty sexy one last night, didn't you?
Oh, it was a blessing, and I'm just trying to take notes from you. I got my pen and my paper right now on my recorder on my cell phone, listening to you host. I'm trying to be like you, but no, we were having a lot of fun. You know, my good friend Larry Namer, the co-founder of the entertainment and president of Meitan Development Group in China, which came out and supported our guest that you're going to have on the show. One of my producing partners and good friend Shelley Hunt was there. My agent and partner with with Open Vision Networks and just tons of, I mean, I was surprised there was like 50 fans that showed up from Facebook and stuff, and you gotta be careful what you post, man, but it was great meeting a lot of people, and I'm just blessed to be God's vehicle.
Well, you know, we celebrated this little life event for you, what, your birthday, right?
Yeah, and it was my birthday too.
Yeah, I was there virtually. Yeah, just that little thing. The day he, you know, began to circle the sun. So, yeah, Eric is my partner in broadcasting for this show, and we are comrades in arms and doing positive works. He is the beast of the red carpet. He can make a red carpet pop. Does some great shows that are a lot of fun, that are positive and very philanthropy-focused. And that's why we are natural partners, and he is part of the Consortium of Change. Thank you for being here, Eric, and thank you for providing the platform for this show today.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, everybody can just download my application if they want to know our movement. We're behind Tina 100%.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, thank you. I know we have, okay, so we have Shelly. We already got her on the line. Paul Anthony on the line. Mm-hmm. We have another mm-hmm. number here, 323, right? 323. Please tell me who you are. Eric, 323, you're on the show. Celebrating
yeah,
the
hope. Yeah, this is, hello, everyone. This is
who? Who are you? Is this Joe Ellis?
Hello, can you hear me?
Is this Joe Ellis?
Yes, it is.
Oh, Joe, thank you for wiping the sleepy out your eyes and getting on the line.
Well, it was shaking up a little bit here in California when you're under a car and it's an earthquake. It might keep you up all night.
just a little bit. I guess you didn't need any coffee. You didn't need any coffee.
No.
Let me tell everyone who
time.
This wonderful man is. A lot of people, most of the people on this line, were very, very committed to change for the kids across the country. I know I love the fact that people are building schools in other lands, distant, far away, across the ocean lands, and I'm all for it. I'm all for it. But when I have kids that I look at walking down the street and they can't look at me in the eye and they have no self-esteem, no confidence, they don't have the same access of education, computers, literacy, my heart just melts. Because as a mom, I moved clear mm-hmm. across the country to make sure my children were educated properly. I did whatever I had to do. So Joe is one of those grassroots warriors that are working with kids every day that we are blessed at the Consortium of Change to be partners with. Joe, can you tell everyone very quickly the project that we're sort of working on right now that we're revealing in May? Are you there, Joe?
Yes, I am. Just a second.
Okay. Can you tell them very quickly the project we're working on and what we're revealing in May with that beautiful little car so they know what they're actually on the what hope looks like with legs?
Well, we're praying that the paint all dries and everything works out well. That what I had decided to do in Los Angeles was that there was a there's a problem they're having in the city between black and brown. So what I did was created a car to restore with a group of 10 kids from five different schools, Crenshaw,
yeah,
Dorsey. Not Marcus Garvey, Compton High School, four schools, and we're going to all build the car together and then debut it, hopefully late in May.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So when everyone keeps hearing me say, save the date for a sexy event. that's the sexy event. We're going to show this hot car that's a vintage car, and these kids are not just learning how to just paint it. Joe is walking them through wiring the car, putting touch pads mm-hmm. in that we're getting donated from Moda.org. Thank you, Veronica. And they're learning everything about that car. And why I was so excited about the project was because last year we went to Compton High School. I brought some friends to see the kids there for the high school. It was about, I don't know, how many cars did I bring, Joe? Was it like 100? No.
Yeah,
like
it was quite
50.
a quite a few cars and quite a few people.
Yeah.
There.
I bought a whole
you
car.
Know, you
from...
all know Tina. She knows how to open her mouth and bring people.
I literally wanted the kids to be engaged in their education because when I went to one of another event, I was bored. I was a speaker and I was bored. So I'm like, I know these kids are bored. So we bought lowriders in. We bought motorcycles. they all learned what each job in the car, how much it pays, and why they need to stay, to drop back into school, stay in school,
oh, wow.
and get engaged
That's
and get jobs.
Deal.
So Joe is a major mm-hmm. catalyst in that program. So thank you, Joe, for being with us.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much, Joe.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a thorn between two roses on the radio.
No. He's another person that we're sort of throwing him into media, being behind the camera, being, and, you know, here's another thing, you know, we're going to move on. We did a show in February, and we brought together a whole bunch of people, and the kids produced the show in studio at RMC Studios on Pico, and it was fantastic. But Joe showed up. Now, you don't understand what that meant to me for him to come to that show only 2 days after his son was shot by drive-by.
Oh, wow.
Shooting.
I hear that. Mm-hmm.
2 days. And he might have been in tears a little bit at the end of the show, but he said, we have to continue to fight for these kids. We can't stop. The violence has to stop, Tina. That's why I'm here anyway. So thank you, Joe, for everything that you do.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Very low-key, Joe. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to talk about our guest. I have Yolanda, for those of you who do not know, Yolanda and I work together all day long. All day long. I kid you not. We work together all day long. Why? Because we're strategizing change. We focus on getting people rallied together, and not just, you know, from that grassroots. Look, I have no problem with the grassroots and church. I have no problem with the church. But what I have learned by being raised by activists, that if the movement is not monetized, it dies.
It definitely does.
It does.
It's money to make money. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get money in the coffers. And there's no money shortage. I don't care what they said about the economy. I know it's on the upswing. When they were saying there's no money, that's not true. It's not like God took a big money vacuum and sucked it off the planet.
And sucked it all up.
You just don't know where it is. So we're going to figure out where it is and try to get it into the hands of these beautiful, beautiful kids, right? And
yeah.
So and we're all coming together to do it and the things that we do. So without further ado, I want to do a quick intro for these wonderful people that are on the line with us today. Now, again, for those of you who are just chiming in, because we've got some people chiming in on Facebook, I would love for you to call in if you want to, call if you can, give shout-outs at the appropriate time. We cannot have confusion at the appropriate time. I want you to call in to 914-338-1308. And after you, we let you know, we cure you. Shout out. 1308. 1303. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We want you to be able to call in and send your love, send your blessings to these wonderful people that are here because their stories are compelling, I promise you.
Empowering. Yes.
Empowering. Do you have the little write-up that I have in front of you, Brenda?
Sure, I have it here. I sure do.
Okay. Why don't you tell everyone who, let's start with Paul Anthony, and then we'll go to Shelley. Just read it. And then, Paul, you get to say hello after you hear all this wonderful stuff we love about you.
Yeah. Actually, I just have that he's going to be here in his transition into champions and his journey. But, Paul, I can just speak from my heart on this one. He is the cancer champion. We have Black Empower, Tina and I. We both hosted the show. And for a while, I had heard from him, and I had learned he was sick, and we were just praying for him. He had cancer. He fought the battle of his life, and he won it. And he's back now, and he's also celebrating 30 years in the recording industry with his group Full Force, who I'm sure everyone has heard of. So they also have an album out at the same time. So it's so much going on, so much celebration, so much hope, so much empowerment. I'm just excited to do this first interview with him back since he has survived and beat this all this remarkable battle. So that's what I have to say, Paul.
Oh my gosh, and I want to cry. Paul, are you
that's
there?
That's a wonderful, 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 Andrew. Thank you so much. Good morning, Tina. Good morning, Brenda. Good morning. It's wonderful. Good morning, Shelley. Good morning, my lords and my ladies. It's a blessing to be here, and I'm looking forward to this wonderful time together. Really, it's been a while since I've been doing a number of interviews. I've been just internalizing and healing, and I must say the time is right. So good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Good morning. I'm so excited. I had to have her read it because I was all good in my little strategy of getting everything together, have our social media together, writing a fabulous press release, task, task, task. And then when I sat down and realized, even with Shelley's story, and I hope she is moved to tell her whole story from beginning to end, what we're about to talk about today and how, Paul, you've always said to me, you've been on the planet, you're on the planet to distribute love.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
yes,
hope.
That's one of my assignments, definitely, is to manufacture and distribute as much love as possible. And that's also aligned with everything that you're doing, Tina, in terms of transforming the world and just bringing that out, you know. So that's definitely one of my assignments. He told me that.
Yes, and I love that. And this is, and it's authentic. When he was in the hospital getting treated, where most people would sit there, no, what is he doing? Like mini house parties with the other patients, right? Making him motivated. He's doing chin-ups on the bar, keeping himself focused. He's in meditation. He's a true champion. He's a true champion. So that's why I had to celebrate him today. So, Brenda, thank you so much. You have Shelley's little mini bio in front of it because the beautiful Shelley Hunt, transformational speaker extraordinaire, is on the line.
All righty. Let me put it up on email. I don't know her story as well as you do. I just had have a chance to glance over it. But let me pull her up. But at the same time, you were saying that she did a lot of work with inner city kids. I know that's one of the parents, and that's the kind of the way that we're going as well.
Her story is compelling. I mean, a speaker in many different places. I mean, she has a new appointment that I want her to announce that's very, very powerful, to advocate for women. Her nonprofit, Women for Global Change, I mean, she went to Haiti. She's been to different places to bring cure to people all over the world, and she's supported and trusted by some of the top international brands in the industry. And you know how it is. You can meet someone, but for someone to want to hang with you and stick with you over a period of time, that's a whole different ball game. That tells you. You know, when I meet people, I sort of watch them for a minute and wait.
Oh, yeah.
And then make sure it's all the same, you know. No bipolar business disorder with the people around us. They got to be the same. Can you be the same? So that's what I love about her. Sitting across, when I first met her, Eric Zulli introduced me to her. We sort of talked about things, but what was most important was I looked in her eyes and I saw myself. And I was like the transition, the pain, the victory, the fun, the decisions, the hardcore decisions that maybe people will never understand why you walked away, but you had to. I didn't even have to say more than 5 words to her, and she got it. So I said, this is my sister in transformation. Shelley Hunt, are you there?
I am, and thank you for that introduction. And, yes, you are a soul sister, absolutely.
I adore you. And you know, there's only a few people that I actually connect with. You know, Hollywood was different for me. I'm a New York girl, and you're from the East Coast, too, so you understand what I mean.
Absolutely.
I meet a bunch of people. Yeah, baby, gotcha. Yeah, baby, I'll call you later. Yeah. And I'm rolling my eyes, like, the whole time.
Yep.
Like, rolling my eyes.
Well,
so when you land
on
authenticity, it's great.
If you walk the talk, and I love that about you, and it's all about being real. It's truly about being real. And I know you asked me to share a little bit about my history.
Mm-hmm.
Do you Okay.
We're going to jump into it deeper after. Yeah, we're going to jump into a little deeper. I just wanted people to hear your voices and know just my thoughts. And then I'm going to stop running my mouth because I have this case of logorrhea at times because I'm excited, combined with Starbucks. Not a good thing. And I'm going to, I want you guys to tell your story. But before we do that, I'm so excited to do this. I don't know how many times this song has been played, but Shelley, Brenda, Paul, and everybody listening, we get to hear a song that is so incredibly historical, right?
Yes.
And it's been re-released, re-released just recently, and it was a game-changing song when it first came out. Paul, tell me a little bit about this song.
Okay. The name of this song is called All Cried Out, and the way it came about is before we even came to prominence with the groups we discovered, I used to jog every Sunday with a dear friend of mine. And one morning, I got to her house, and it was raining that day we were jogging, and she found out that her husband was fooling around to her. I said, Pam, what's wrong? And she said, Paul, I just found out that Phil was doing this, Phil was doing that. And Paul, I don't have no more tears to waste, man. Paul, I'm just all crying out. Paul, I'm just all crying out. And, you know, a light went off in my head. I took a pen out of my pocket, wrote in my hand, all cried out over you. And I said, great, Pam, continue. So she helped me write that. Shout out to Pam Smith. So basically, that's why I started All Alone on a Sunday morning. It was recorded in 1984, it shot to the top of the charts, became a top five pop black record, and then 10, 15 years later, Mariah, your dear friend of mine, Mariah Carey, she decided to do it on her group Allure featuring my people 112 and became another top 10, bigger worldwide smash. And, you know, to quote my friends Earth, Wind & Fire on a wonderful song that they do, called I'll Write a Song, songs never dissipate. They only recreate in another place in time. So thus, here we are with that same song, only this time is going to feature our sister, Tisha Campbell-Martin, and that's Four Fours featuring Tisha Campbell-Martin, All Cried Out. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Oh, my God. Okay. Are you guys ready for this? You ready for this? Okay, let's do this.
Go.
All alone on a Sunday morning, outside I see the rain is falling, oh, inside I'm slowly dying, but the rain will hide my crying, and you, don't you know my go astray. Oh, why was I such a fool? Such a fool. Now I see that the grass is greener. Is it too late for me to find my way home?
How could I be so wrong?
Leaving me all alone.
Don't you know?
my God. OMG. OMG.
Wonderful.
Okay, I got to tell you a secret, Paul. I got to tell you a secret.
What's that?
Except for God good, because I had to forward it over to the broadcaster that you told me to. I didn't listen to anything because I wanted to hear it for the first time on the show.
Oh.
So I'm reaching for my emergency box of puffs right about now.
Girl, I've been listening to so many shows. So that's the first time you heard it. Isn't it beautiful?
I wanted to hear it the way my audience would hear it.
Right, that's authentic.
Great.
That's beautiful.
Great. Thank you. Yatisha really got into that. You know, a lot of people know that she has a voice, but they've forgotten, but she really dig down. I mean, we just brought out the best in her and each other, as I do with anyone I get in the studio with, and that's from our upcoming album, Full Force with Love, from our friends.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many wonderful people just anointed this whole project. It's fire. But thank you. I love that. It felt good. I've heard it in a while myself.
I love it. Shelley, what did you think of that song?
It was absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. The message was phenomenal.
Thank you, Shelley. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And it's a historical song, so for it to be released now. And you know, this is what's great about this project. You know, when people walk through something, we don't know that they walk through it usually until it's too late.
Yeah,
and then people will gather together and be sorry and try to do something then.
Yeah.
What I love about this project is that everyone's giving their flowers to him while he can smell
he's
them.
He's still alive, yes.
That's right.
Because he beat it. And then what I really love, and then I'm going to shut up for a minute. I'm going to try. I have some duct tape. what I really love is that while you were walking through these different twists and turns, sometimes I would hear your voice was a little strained, but you were never negative.
Right.
You're always positive. Your mindset was always torqued to win.
Right.
I could be having a bad day and totally forget that you're actually in the hospital going through treatment. Because you're like, it's good, you know, blessings, good energy. Your energy feels a little strained. You're talking to me about, you know, me breaking, like, my pinky nail or something. And you're going through this phenomenal journey. Completely different. You're like, that was every person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, thank you. I think a lot of it comes from how you raise and then how your own constitution is. And it's funny, someone just asked me the other day, because I was diagnosed in 2006, and, you know, I'm still, you know, going through various levels of treatment, but I'm God good, no question.
Mm-hmm.
But they asked me, I mean, and it just dawned on me never once throughout the entire journey that I ever asked, why me? What, you know, God? I mean, I never go through those things. You know, I'm too busy focused on living life and extending life and doing what I have to do. And for me, it's always two against one. And the odds are always in my favor. It's me and the Creator against the disease. There's no way I can win. I just have to do what I do, and that's it. So I've always had that from the beginning to this very day, you know. But make no mistake about it, it's how you insulate yourself with people like you and my family and my wife and my kids and the friends that just send the love and transfer the energy that's just as potent as the chemotherapy. No question.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know what else is really awesome is that when you usually see someone go through something, people sort of run away and pretend like it's not happening. If you guys could see the commitment that his brothers have to him. Mm-hmm. I mean, you and Lou were in someplace in Texas.
Was it Dallas?
Dallas.
Right.
We were
right.
in Dallas, right? That was the table. Les Brown was there, right?
Yes.
So we were all there at this conference. And all I saw in Lou's face was, my brother's going to be, he needs to be okay. He's going to be okay. And I was stunned. I was stunned because you had to have a bone marrow transplant.
Right.
Right. And he was a direct match.
Yeah, 10 for 10, the highest there was. And that was part of the journey. I mean, it was 5 years worth of mantle, non-Hodgkin's mantle cell lymphoma, which is incurable. And then from that, it went through acute leukemia, then it went to MDS, and that was the time where it was time for the transplant. Lou was a 10-for-10 match, and it made sense to me, you know. And my doctor, God bless him, Paul Anthony Hamlin, that was another confirmation when I met my doctor. His name is Paul Anthony Hamlin. He knew early on, so he tested Lou back in 2006 because he knew this day would come. And that's the whole thing, just having a pre and pro mindset and look down the road and knowing that it's already done and walk that walk, you know. But, yeah, it's interesting the way things come, you know.
Yeah. So it's not just about a music project. This project is phenomenal because the people who are on it. Tell everyone who's on this project.
Oh, man, I can't even remember. It's over 30 people. I mean, you guys have the list, but, you know, from my sister Vivica Fox and Faith Evans and Sheila E. and Raphael Sadiq, Howard Hewitt, Regina Bell, Amari Hardwick, Big Daddy Kane, Allure, Shell Pepsi Riley, Melissa Morgan, Shanice, Force MDs, there's just so many more artists I can't even remember. They all came together for the love of music, but for me and just my journey and my quest, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's why the album is called, you know, With Love for My Friends, because this album, I like to tell people, because I did another interview yesterday, and I told them, I said, God told me this music is going to protect us. It's going to protect us because the music was bathed in love and motion. It was moisturized with God's lotion. So once this music is released and is activated, it's going to release
all
the angels.
Say that again. Say that again. Bathed with love and motion.
The music was bathed in love and motion, and it was moisturized with God's lotion. So after you say that, there's no more need to be said. You know, so we're going to tuck everybody in because God's going to put it to bed, but that's a whole other song. But that being said, once the music is released into the world, it's going to activate those angels, those protective angels, those music angels, those Tina angels, if you will, and that's going to protect us, that's going to anoint us, and that's going to take us to the next step, you know. So that's what kind of album this is, you know. That's what kind of music this is, definitely. Mm-hmm. And I have to give praise. I know it's not time, I'm sorry, but the head of our label, my brother, Adam Block, he saw that right from the beginning. So it's wonderful. The transformation is happening as we speak, you know.
Well, you know, I just have a little run just in case. But, you know, we like to freestyle on this show, right, just for the sake of time, because I know your time is limited. But, you know, you're a true hero, and that's why I said, okay, today is not a girls-only room. We have to let the boys in.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
We celebrate as well with the ladies.
Yeah, absolutely amazed. And, you know, I know some of the people that are hanging on the line and on. Now, I want you to call in. Don't text me. You're texting me. Could you call and say hello?
Call in.
914-338-1303. Call in and say hey to Paul Anthony and Shelley Hunt here on A Celebration of Hope. I'm so excited. I'm so excited about all of it. One of the things that we're really focused on right now is not just distributing content, right? There's a lot of talking heads out there, and I promise you, we don't need one more talk show. Not one more talk show. That's just a talking head. So when I sort of thought about doing the shows that we're doing in L.A., great transformational content, and my history being a life coach, I was like, these things have to meet. Media and motivation have to marry. They have to marry. And it has to marry, and not just in a soundbite, now go do this and figure it out. I'm going to go back to training coaches. And, you know, that's where you met me, right, Brenda?
Right, that's exactly where I met you. Yes.
I'm going to go back to training coaches.
That's perfect.
And why am I doing it? I have so many people that come to me and go, I'm a life coach. And when I listen to their content, I'm like, that's not life coaching. That's advice, which is nothing wrong with advice. That's not life coaching. That's content, which is nothing wrong with content. But coaching is a very specific skill set. It's a very specific skill set of transformation. I don't even have to know your business to create change, because we believe our clients, sort of like that credo, the Hippocrates credo for medicine, we believe that our clients are the most brilliant beings on the planet, that every answer they could ever possibly need is already in them, and our job as coaches is just to unlock the technology and facilitate the transformation. That's it.
Exactly.
So we're training coaches all over the country. We're doing live events. Some of the people here on the line, Paul Anthony is going to be doing some live shows soon, right, Paul?
Absolutely, absolutely. Looking forward to it. It's been 2 years. My doctor's given me the green light that I can get on a plane again, so I'm definitely coming to your town.
You definitely come to your town, and me, you, and Eric, and crew, even Shelly, right? We're going to be on the red carpet. I call it mashing for hope, right? Mashing for hope. So, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun because it has to be fun, and otherwise it's not sustainable. And, you know, that's the flip side. PBS information shows are great, but my goodness, they're boring at times. We got to keep it sexy. I'm a geek, so I watch everything, and I watch and read things in multiple languages, thanks to my mother who made me take them. But I don't expect everyone to do that. Right? So let's keep it sexy. So you're looking at two brands right here. Shelly Hunt, my Shiro, Paul Anthony, my hero, who are speakers, right?
Yes.
Speakers will come to a venue and distribute hope. You don't have to figure it out for your organization. You don't have to figure it out for your project. These are people who have authentic stories that generate change.
Absolutely, and it's a joy to be connected. It's a joy to be connected. I look forward to doing things with Shelly as well. I definitely read and know about you, and we definitely want to come and bring energy and just transfer wherever we can.
That's right. That's right. Well, before we...
Hello?
I can hear you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're staying for a little while because I want you to hear Shelly because she's amazing. Okay, great. So I'm just going to – there's a lot of people on the line. Area code 818, why don't you tell me who you are and give us a quick intro of who you are? Area code 808. I'm sorry, 801. I am numerically dyslexic today. Area code 801.
Yeah, this is Evander, CEO.
Hey!
I'm a big fan of the show. How are you?
How are you? How are you? And I'm big. I believe it's your song that I heard that is rocking with that you did with Mo Egger. Is that true, Eric Zuli?
Yes, it is.
Oh yeah. Well, thank you for being here. And you know what's so special about this thing, man? And Paul, you know, we've worked with artists from here to Kingdom Come in all different areas. This young man had an experience himself and turned it into art and is saving lives. You want to tell your story a little bit?
Of course. So from sixth grade, I kind of always had been into kind of hip-hop and rap and been writing. And then ninth grade, I had an experience where I almost committed suicide. And music saved my life. And from then on, I was like, I need to give back to music. I need to give back to other people. Like, music saved my life, and I want to save other people's lives. So since ninth grade, I've been, like, keep going at it, and nothing big really happened, and I started being on the easy way, and all these things started happening, and, like, soon as you know it, I did a song with Mo, and it's a crazy song, and throughout that time, I saved 8 lives, and people would just, like, message me, email me, and be like, your music saved my life, I prevented myself from committing suicide, and so it's just crazy what music can do.
I'm so proud of you. Thank you for calling into the show.
Oh,
and if I had your music, I would play it. I'm a virtual fan, you know that, right? Easy talks about you like you're his child.
Good. Glad.
I'm a virtual fan, so I'll see you probably in LA pretty soon, and we'll have you talk about your story even on the live TV show. I think that'll be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
That'll be
thank
a lot of
so
fun.
Much.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for being the change that people need to see so they can be the change for their communities. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you so
much. I appreciate it.
Incredible story.
These are change agents on the phone. Change agents. And this is not fluff. This is not some marketing pitch so we can sell more records or sell more units. You can't make this stuff up. But it's now a time where people who are usually put in a back burner because they've gone through stuff, you know, that don't ask, don't tell, don't speak. It's over because we've all been through something. we've all been through something. And some of the best seminars I've ever been to were facilitated by people who went through something. Because now I believe them. When I see someone, I've got 25,000 cars, I've got two houses, I've got a house in, you know, on the island of Tortola. It's like,
whatever.
But when I see a person take the steps from point A to their current position, because we're always growing, no one's ever just stopping, we're always growing, and they can tell their story honestly and authentically and change lives, I get giddy about that. I'll sell it all day. I'll just talk about it, and never met him. I've been talking about that young man and never met him to organizations that deal specifically with teen depression and suicide, because this young man's song is going to save lives.
Okay, amazing.
So that's the first time I actually heard his voice without a track behind it. And so I'm very excited.
Y'all
because
have
I've
stories.
Actually talked
Y'all
to major organizations for him. So, oh, my God, I'm telling you, this is a moment. But when people can share their story and their journey, Brenda, you've shared your story, right? You've shared your story. That was a game changer. I had to push you, twist your arm, and say your journey is your brand.
No, I can't stop talking.
Yeah, she wouldn't get on the radio. She's like, no, I can't do this. No, I can't. Yeah, yes, she can. I can't tell my business. Yes, she can.
It came off so
yes,
easily because it was
That's
the truth. It was my story,
yeah. How you went from homelessness to helping other people and doing tours and home shelters.
I mean, I was actually on the street. For 3 nights, and you know what I mean? As in, somebody tapping me on my shoulder, like, you want to change? And then going to the shelter, was there for that 9 months. But see, that when you drop your pride and you tell your story, I had already started the BBON, but I went back to them to tell my story and where I was at and that I needed help. And everybody came together. And this organization just grown and grown and grown. And it's like, wow, I can't believe you told your story. Yes, I'm going to tell it because it's going to help empower other people to never, ever, 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 ever give up. Ever.
Yes.
You know, that's what I'm about.
And your testimony of that hope. Your testimony of that hope. Well, the beautiful Shelley Hunt told a story, and I don't know if she knew that I was paying that much attention, but we had a cute little Christmas party that originally I was only going to have like 100 people. Really, that was my intention. It was just going to be a Christmas party for like, you know, the people in the studio, the people, and maybe a few kids that have worked in the project. I don't know what happened. Actually, I think I started talking to Easy, and it turned to something else. Right, Easy? Is he there?
There. Easy?
Yeah, I think he's there. He might have walked away for a minute.
Yeah.
So I talked to Easy. What was only going to be like 100 people were, I don't know, hundreds, I guess. And, you know, we had to use a whole sound stage then at that point instead of just a little room. And we had kids pop locking. They were dancing. We had kids from some of the shows that they've
I'm here, guys. Television. Sorry about that. I was having technical difficulties. Sorry, Tina. Don't want to interrupt.
No problem. Remember, I said I started with, I just want to have a little Christmas party, just like 100 people. What happens?
I don't know. That event was so magical because just seeing the faces of the parents, and we were bringing on, you know, these talented kids from the community. They had about the same amount of talent as the celebrities that were on stage performing. I mean, it was just a heart brightening event.
It was absolutely amazing because I literally intended to just have a little party with about 100 people at our restaurant, right at the bistro, and then I talked to Easy and something else happened. I don't know. There was a lot of kids and we gave out at least 500 toys that day. And then Shelley Hunt grabs the mic, right? And this polished, beautiful, got it together. When you look at her, she's like the poster card for I Am That Chick, Beware. Okay? She's the poster card for that. She starts to tell her story about her childhood. I had to completely stop because the kids were listening. And you can tell in their little minds, they're going, me too. That's how I feel right now. And they connected. And then they look at her and they see where she is now. That distributes and generates hope in a way that we can't systematize, create a curriculum around. That's the real juice right there. And at that moment, and I said, this woman is willing to tell her story to these kids. I'm about it. I'm for her.
And there
for her, for real.
There are so many. There are so many the celebrities that are beyond busy. Their schedules are they're television stars. You know, there are so many celebrities that were beyond busy. The Power Rangers and all most of the Disney stars were performing, and Nickelodeon stars, and to see everybody turn out and show up for that cause was amazing. And I also, I'm going to stop talking, but I want to say thank you to Larry Witherspoon, you know, with RMC and for introducing us, because it was a game changer. And God puts good people together for good reasons. And we're just, we're paving a path, and we're hoping
we're
people walk on
path.
It.
That's right. And we decided to start a business from that point forward together, right, Easy, called eventsthatcount.com.
Yeah, eventsthatcount.com. It's going to be so cool.
Yep, it's going to be fun. It's all cause-focused sexy, cause-focused sexy. So here I am. We're in this room. We get all these kids, right? So here we have these great step and repeats, and the kids have their own little red carpet. You should have seen them taking pictures with their favorite, you know, stars from – that lasts forever. You know, you can get a toy from any little church, but for them to walk the red carpet and be with brands that they've seen on television – that they can take that home with them, right? That's what I wanted them to have. I wanted them to have their own celebrity experience. I'm trying to enjoy it, but of course, you know, we had this great, great sponsor, but I should have thought about telling them to bring the plastic bottles and not the glass ones because there's, like, lemonade bombs on the ground. So we're getting rid of all the lemonade, and then I look up, and I see Shelly on the stage, and I'm like, okay, this girl is telling her story. So when I thought about a hero, a shero, a lot of us like to tell people things that are good when it's all good. And the only time we'll really tell our story is if someone's given us $1 million in a documentary to do so.
Right.
But she shared her story to kids that may not have even had a dollar in their pocket. I mean, they were jacking toys like crazy, right, Eric? We had to stop them from going like five, six, seven toys. But we had so many of them. We had so many of them. Thank you for all of our partners and our friends. But she told her story when the cameras weren't really rolling and the check was not written. And that meant more to me and those kids than seeing it on, like, Entertainment Tonight. So, Shelly, would you share your journey with our audience?
Absolutely. I literally grew up under a house in Boston, Massachusetts, next to a water heater, to a single mom, one pair of shoes at a time, and no sweets. You know, we didn't have money for ho-hos and candy bars. Mm-hmm. And I knew when I was very young that I was here for God's purpose. I knew I was here to do something more. Had a lot of love, but had no money. Literally, you know, and so, you know, really having come through it, and I'll make it brief. I don't want to go into my whole history, but
No. This is the Shelly Hunt moment. We want the full version.
Okay. met a man by the time I was 16 years old named Bob Proctor, and started to understudy human latent potential. And he saw things in me. My mom would say, well, you know, don't say you're here for higher purpose. Don't say you're here for this or that. People will think that, you know, you're off your rocker in some ways. And he saw something in me and said, no, she's here for a purpose. And I always knew I was. I just didn't know what the purpose was. And so I started understudying latent human potential and really human programming and why we do what we do. And so I started to understand humanity and being of service. Well, when I got in my 20s, I went, okay, this is great. I understand humanity. I want to serve humanity. But I really want to understand multiple sources of income, too, because I really got to a point where I would go to church and it would be, you know, there were certain paradigms around money. And I knew I could help more people with money than without money. And so I started to understudy everyone from Warren Buffett to Robert Kiyosaki to those that had mastered. I said more than movie stars and, you know, the mega rich have multiple companies and multiple businesses, and how do they do it? And went on to open my first business, then my second, then my third, then my fourth, then my fifth. I have over a handful of businesses right now, and leading me to the Women of Global Change. I had always done service projects throughout my entire life. My mom would take me to the soup kitchens and have me work in the soup kitchens, not only because we could eat there, because I really grew up on hot dogs and beans for the most part, and powdered milk. Matter of fact, I was telling my daughters here with me, sitting across from me right now, and I said to her, you know, I grew up on powdered milk, and she said, what's that? I was like, I never had real milk. I was like, I grew up on powdered milk, you know?
Yeah, we tell these stories to our kids. They think we're just trying to drive a point of, you know,
right.
My daughter's
no,
here, too. Hi, Cheyenne. Hi, Cheyenne. So,
hi.
But it's important what you just said.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
you just
so,
said
you know,
was you knew there had to be a way to create money.
There was. I knew that to fulfill my purpose, because I believe inside every one of us, we have a higher
mm-hmm.
purpose, a God-given purpose, and we know what it is. Even if we haven't maybe identified it fully and engaged it fully, whether it's children, whether it's animals, whether it's environment, whatever it is. We're here, and we have unique gifts and talents, each one of us, that are meant to be shared with the world and meant to be shared with each other. You know, I believe that God put us on the face of this planet so that we, with each other, for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and I want to say something because you talked about hope. And, you know, somebody asked me the other day, you know, really, you know, what changed in my life and, you know, to shift me into a different state of success and some other areas in my life. And I said, you know, really, I got that anything was possible, creating
mm-hmm.
anything possible. And I also got every morning, it's how we think, and you said it, Tina, which is, it's every morning setting my mindset straight. So I went through so many things in my life that were ups and downs and these huge valleys, you know, of some of my lowest lows and highest highs. But in my lowest lows, if I had known earlier, like really known earlier, that, you know, God has an infinite plan for you. And so no matter what goes on, that was building my character, that was building my perseverance, that was building my intention, that was building my heart, my kindness, my humanity, my relatability to people. I might not have fought it so hard or cried so hard during those points in time. You know, every morning I wake up with gratitude. I wake up with
yes.
gratitude, even if it seems like the sky is falling. And I say, please, God, let me hear the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Let
mm-hmm.
me respond with less lag time. So, you know, those things that went on in my life or that go on in people's lives or in your life or anybody's life that maybe we don't understand. Why am I being tested? Why is this given to me? How am I ever going to get through this? And it's all part of the big picture. And I started to look at my life differently. Like I started to look at the issues and the obstacles that came in and said, okay, great. What is here for me to learn from? Because we're really here to learn, understand, grow, and serve. This is a soul
right.
journey. We're having a human experience for a soul journey.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's many missions. Many missions to this journey. And, you know, we put these missions out there and we go, when I get to this mission, everything's going to be complete. Well, this is a whole journey, you know. And so, you know, that was something that was a really valuable thing to me.
Beautiful.
Really valuable. Oh, thank
you.
You
know, oh, my goodness. She's preaching.
Beautiful.
You know, I got two preachers in the phone.
Preach,
y'all.
Transfer. That's right.
You know, the things that I saw with Shelley, we had some look in the eye conversations, tears there, but too many people from Hollywood around for it to gush, mm-hmm. right? And I believed her. See, a lot of people we can believe in, right? Mm-hmm. But you have to be believable, right? Mm-hmm. I have to believe you, not just in your potential, but believe you. That's really equity right there, belief.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
So, and I looked in her face, I realized, I said, you know, there's a part of the journey that she has gone through where people come to me, Tina, help me with my journey. And I, you can't do surgery on yourself. You can't. I don't care how great of a surgeon you are. The minute you touch yourself with that scalpel, either you're going to stop or I'm going to call the therapist. One or the other.
Yep.
And so I saw Shelley, just like Paul, just like the beautiful people around. Eric mentioned Larry Witherspoon, who's one of those invisible, you know, operators. You never know what he's connecting until it's done. He's like, da-da, done. Joe Ellis. Yeah, Joe Ellis is on the line. Yolanda Woodard. I have the most amazing people. My sister Brenda, we've been walking through this thing for 10 years together. The most amazing people around me, and it was, look at Michelle, you need to be on television. As sure as my name is Les Brown, Mamie Brown's baby boy. And I said, why? I'm a coach. I'm a coach. I don't want to do anything else. He says, well, then you're robbing everybody of being able to hear the message. So you might as well quit now. So those are, that was medicine for my soul. I had an attitude at an event. I had an attitude because I was just sleepy. I was just sleepy. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're just sleepy, y'all, take a nap. And Shelley looked in my face and said, girl, fix your face.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that,
Shelley?
Yep. You're like, mm-mm, fix that. Because I was just sleepy tight. I was just sleepy tight tight. That's what it was. I was sleepy. But, you know, she saw it. She saw it in my face. Even though everybody probably just saw a smile, a forced smile, she's like, no, handle that and then come back. That's the stuff we need in our lives to grow. If our ego is too big that we are beyond learning, then really we have actually died in the human experience.
Oh, yeah. I believe that. Yeah.
So, Shelley, you just got appointed. Yeah, knowledge is power. The use of knowledge is power because we have a lot of information. You know, our kids get, I don't know how much information. I mean, back in the 70s, it was, what, 700,000 bits of information per second. Then when I first started talking about it, like 2 or 3 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, it was 2.2 billion bits of information per second. Because of the earbuds and the ear and everything else, do you only have 5 opportunities within a minute to make a choice? So if you're flooded with all this information and our kids have these buds in their ear, buds in their ear, and they've got all this stuff bombarding their minds, different thoughts, different energies, different philosophies bombarding their mind, when do we jump in the middle of our own lives with our children's lives, just like Shelley said, meditate first thing in the morning, and stop the point of attack, because the attack is on the mind, and just choose, just make some choices.
That's right. Absolutely.
You know, Tina, Cheyenne just chimed in because she has some data. Cheyenne's done a lot of studying with kids and our kids because we're bringing up the future generations, and that's one of the things that I love about your reaching out to and what you're touching. You know, from 0 to 5, 50% of our automatic response programs are in place. From 6 to 8, it's another 30%. And the rest goes into adulthood. But Cheyenne, you just said something. Would you share that, your data?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm really invested in looking at millennials and how we think differently from the other generation. And one of my projects is marketing to millennials, getting to know your secret weapon. And so I've done a lot of research on the topic. And one of the things I just said to my mom, Tina, when you were talking about all the bits of information is that's totally true. Our children view 250,000 commercials per year.
Mm-hmm.
They're exposed to that much advertising and, like, manipulative, like, propaganda with an intent every year. and you said, like, these decisions now, like, you only have a certain amount of time to make these decisions. And when you're being bombarded with information, other people's opinions, and all the media, it's a lot harder. And so I think that these children really need a loud beacon of hope, not just a quiet one, but a loud one who's going to come to them through their medium, really aid in that.
You know what, Cheyenne, I love the way that you say the word millennial and data. I love the word that you say the word children. Can you tell everyone know what you, how old you are, pulling this data?
I'm 16.
Okay, so her and Shekinah are, I think, forming a little bit of a speaker's coup. And I think they're going to do a speaking engagement. Is that true?
Yeah, actually, I'm looking at putting on an event to support young women in media and feeling confident in themselves. And I've been talking to Kai a lot about her stance on bullying and her saying and stuff. It's definitely in alignment.
Okay, guys, that's the next generation. Shelly's daughter, Cheyenne, my daughter, and Shekinah, the next generation of a change agent. And they're strategizing via text, Facebook, and Twitter, and figuring out how to change the world for their generation.
Wow. I mean, perfect.
That is some stuff right there. Now,
amazing.
Getting back to the beautiful one who birthed the treasure that we just heard from, Shelly, you just got appointed to some little club, right? You just got appointed to a little club. You want to share that with us?
Sure. I actually just became part of the board and was voted into the board for the National Women's Political Caucus with Gloria Steinem and a whole bunch of really incredible women. And, you know, it's funny, when they approached me, I said, you know, well, does it matter what political party I am? And they said, no, you're a woman's advocate. And I said, but I've never tried to be a woman's advocate. They said, but you are.
Love it.
Yeah, that's brilliant. When she told me that, I said, you know, you have real change agents that are authentic to the cause, that are not playing with the sound bites. We have nothing to lose, right? Because we live from our authenticity. So there's no fluff, there's no BS. We have our own platforms. We have our own resources. We don't have to go, oh, I wonder if the studio is going to fire, you know, get rid of me because our sponsors won't sponsor our sound bites. So what? We own it.
That's right.
So we have the right. We have nothing to lose, not from a cocky or arrogant or egoic standpoint.
Not at all, Renda.
If we don't say it, then who's going to say it? What if that person leaves the room and they don't know? They haven't heard that one little soundbite that's the game changer for them. What if they leave the room and they don't get that transfer in that moment, that pregnant pause? In that moment that says, I can do this thing. Me too, me too, me too. That's all we can do.
That's right.
And we have a responsibility to it. So as we're sitting here having this little discussion, my beautiful daughter, Kai, is here, and she just heard you, Cheyenne, and I'm sure she's proud. Are you proud, Kai?
Yeah.
We love our babies. We love our babies. So we have a few other people who have joined us online. I'm going to be able to make sure that we don't miss anyone here on this celebration of hope. You know, I want to be able to do this on a regular basis and do it live. And Yolanda and I are sort of strategizing the hope distribution system by doing some very high-end partnerships and events. To that very end, so that we are able to distribute hope whenever we want to. Yolanda, did you want to speak to that at all, or did I say enough? Yolanda, are you there? Okay, she may have put us on hold.
You are the voice, the speaker. I am not that person. You're fully aware of that. You do a phenomenal talk. You're that face in front of everything. I just like to see in the background and do my finance.
And collect the checks. That's what she does. She collects the checks. So, but, you know, she is really very instrumental in all of the initiatives. I mean, sometimes you just need a sounding board. And I would get mentally congested, literally. And Paul, you know this. Brenda, you know this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I have so many things that I want to do. You know, I would have my pinky in the brain moments, and I'm like, world domination for change. How are you going to do it?
This is a wonderful conversation we had this week, Tina, because I'm just now stepping into that. You know, I told you I'm majoring in human services, and I want to make change, and how I just had to figure out which and dynamic I wanted to take. I think this children thing, I can get through the children. And so anything you need help at all, you know where to come to me. I will be working with you
absolutely
closely on this.
Okay? We got to save the babies. Yeah, my commitment. We got to save the babies. We have a responsibility to do so. They didn't ask to be here. And one thing that's very true, if you look at one of the most successful food brands in the world, it's McDonald's. Mm-hmm. I bought McDonald's in Nassau. Though they served conch chowder at McDonald's. But I've seen McDonald's everywhere. Though I do not advocate, this is not an advocacy for McDonald's, right? I'm just saying the business model. The business model was brilliant. Why? Because they wrote the business model 50 years out. They spent most of their money campaigning and marketing to us with all those little characters and the hand gobbler and, the villains and, you know, Ronald McDonald. They spent all their money creating these Sesame Street-like characters to us. Why? Because we would be indoctrinated within a shift in paradigm to go buy food that somebody else cooked for our children, right? So we don't even think about it. We've already been indoctrinated in the paradigm of just going, oh, I'm so busy, let's get a dollar menu. Oh, I'm so busy, whether it's McDonald's or whatever.
So
but they knew it was 50 years out. So why change the plan? Why change it? Copy it.
Well,
I'm looking
broke,
at,
no.
We got kids. That's right. It's not broke. If we grab these kids where they are with what they know, that's our next president. We have a choice, Yale or jail. We need to choose Yale or jail when it comes to the most important commodity we can invest in this country, which is human capital. That is the most important investment that we can make. So there has to be safe ways to do it, right? We can't just walk around and give people money. We can't just, I've done it, believe me. So I'm saying this from experience on selfishness. Driving 2 o'clock in the morning down to the South Bronx, getting girls out of crack houses in my car that I should not have bought there. I was lucky it wasn't stripped, but there was no way I was going to let that girl die in that crack house or another girl in the middle of a gang, in the middle of a gang bang with you know, gang member sharing her around, and she's 13. There was no way I was going to allow that to happen. But I knew that I could not do that every day. I wasn't reaching enough people.
No.
I would literally cry after I would finish these events with like 2,000 girls declaring a drama-free zone for their lives. I would cry. I would just cry because I'm like, what's going to happen when I leave? What's going to happen? How are we going to support them? That's where the coaching comes into play. That's where people like Shelley Hunt comes into play. Our next generation, Cheyenne, comes into play. Paul Anthony. I mean, Paul Anthony is a man willing to talk about his vulnerabilities in a public platform. That's not normal.
Yeah.
And that makes him stronger than any man because he's telling the truth.
No doubt.
Authentic.
That
place
makes them stronger, and I appreciate that and respect that. Okay, we got some people here on the line. Let's see if they want to say hello or holler at our hero and our shero for the day, Paul Anthony and Shelley Hunt. Area code 918. Welcome to the celebration of hope. Who are you? Tell us who you are. Area code 918.
Greetings, Tina Michelle. This is Brandy Adamson. How are you?
Oh, hi, Brandy.
How are you? I am wonderful.
Friend.
Hi, Brenda.
Hey, you know, sweetheart. She's doing
I'm great.
Her.
I'm good.
I've tried 10 years at the BBON. She's
I know.
I can't believe it's been 10 years. But, thank you so much for calling in today.
We have a little announcement about Brandy Adamson. Brandy is brilliant. She writes grants. She helps women get their businesses certified for funding. And I am happy to say that she is my dean of admissions for the Consortium of Change Institute for the coaching school.
That's
Nice.
She is my dean of admissions, and we are walking through the process, making sure we have the most robust coaching platform that you can get on your smartphone. Right, Brandy?
Yes, ma'am. I'm excited. I'm really excited about what Tina Michelle's doing, that I'm able to be an integral part of that. We are always on the phone, on email, texting. What are you doing? I need to talk to you. Hold on just a second. I'm in a meeting. So busy on our end, but definitely we want to make sure that we have a deliverable that's appealing and also meets the needs of everyone, not only the coaches that come through, but also in essence to the clients that we'll serve. So I'm really excited to be a part of her team. And she did remind me today, this morning, that it has been BBON for 10 years. So I was like, wow. So, congratulations, Brenda. Good job.
Couldn't have done it without folks like you and Tina, both stepping up to the plate, asking what do you need help with? What do you help? Jump right in. You can see the vision, and I appreciate that so much.
That's what it's about. See, our business is, what is a consortium of change? Most people are like, what is that? We are not about one business, one CEO. We are a collective. We are a strategic constellations of companies focused on anywhere from education to distribution that are completely committed to creating change everywhere we go. It just so happens that I've structured the consortium where everyone's getting paid every step of the way, because if the movement's not monetized, what happens? It dies. So there's two legs to the consortium, right? Actually, three now. Mm-hmm. Now we have the record label being plugged in, Artists for Change, Music Group, International. Woof. We have two legs. We have our curriculum, which is focused on human technology of shift, change, even crisis intervention. And then we have the curriculum, like Joe Ellis's curriculum, Urban STEM. His curriculum is called What If. It's going to be amazing in helping kids to get some real skill sets. We partner with organizations and curricula that's already there, and then we create train-the-trainers so that that content can live organically through people and live digitally through our applications and resources that we deliver through the school districts throughout the country. So that is the vision of the Consortium of Change. Distribution, 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 and accountability. These are the partners. We have two more people. I want to see if we can get them on the line. And then, believe it or not, this time, oh, my God, it's rapping. I can't believe it. I'm like, this is going to be a long show. No, it's not. It's going really fast. Erica 310, welcome to the call. Who are you? Tell me who you are. Erica 310.
James Womack.
Woo. Did you hear that, Paul Anthony?
I certainly did. Mr. Womack, how are you, kind sir?
Blessings, Tina Michelle and my brother, Paul Anthony. It's great to hear your voice.
Same here, sir.
And congrats on your project.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
James, tell people who you are a little bit.
James Womack.
He's a phenomenal champion here.
Entrepreneur, started in forensic medicine in New Jersey. Got in the entertainment business in 2000, met Paul Anthony, and have been friends and almost like brothership, actually, for many, many years, a great, great individual. Just recently met Tina Michelle the past 2-3 years. I've now relocated to Atlanta, Georgia, and started a film company, and we're very excited. I'm in L.A. right now. I was supposed to be here for 2 days. I've been here for
that's the joke
weeks.
Me and him have. I'm like, you're still
3 weeks
here?
Already. Yeah, I'm still in L.A. I came for 2 days. I've been here 3 weeks. So it's crazy. But God is good. The favor that he gives you is just amazing. And a lot has happened in my life in the past few years. I almost died 3 years ago from diabetes, sugar level 1158, and the doctor said I would never walk out alive, but God said it wasn't time, had work for me to do, and I'm very excited about life, friendship, family, the most important thing on this earth. That's the most valuable thing.
Thank you. Yes. And in case you hear the name Womack and you're saying, gee, it sounds familiar, yeah, that's his cousin and them, right, Bobby Womack?
Yeah, Bobby's my cousin.
That's his cousin. I always say cousin and now, you know, we got to bring it down to that. James and I have been talking. There's some amazing synergies when it comes to how we want to work with kids. All right, James, if he's in Atlanta and I'm in California and Arizona at the same time. So we're going to connect the dots and see how we can make a wider footprint on saving the, not even saving the next generation. These kids know exactly what they're up for and what they're not signing up for. They're not buying it. We just need to make sure they have access. That's our job. So, thank you, James. Thank you for the shout-out.
Well, thank you for calling, James. We're so glad
to meet
you.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
Okay, and also I just want to mention something. We just secured a office building in Atlanta, Georgia, downtown right off of Peach Street with 360 office spaces for people that want to get in the film business and have a presence. And our offices are anywhere from $400 a month to $700 a month. It's a very beautiful brick building. And if you need information, you can contact Tina Michelle. And I can
because my office is going to be there, too, in Atlanta. Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, so God is good. That's all I could tell you.
God is awesome. He is awesome. And, you know, it's important because we have people who have the same –
did it go? You still there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Tina?
We need to just connect the dots. And then there's mouthpieces. Like
there's
well, Paul is a mouthpiece that is going to be able to represent men in a way that I can't.
No doubt.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right? Shelly's been sitting there in these political arenas, even though it's pretty funny because she's not political. But she was acknowledge as a person who can make change there. We all have our specific areas, our specific little, you know, places on the earth that we stand. And if we connect the dots on it, it doesn't look like a big mess of just dots. Now it becomes a web, a network of connectivity where we can move resources from one place to the other. This is very real. This is very, I'm very serious about this. This is not just, you know, Tina, let's do so, let's hustle some money together. I'm not up for that. So don't call. Let's create sustainability together.
Serious about this.
Let's create sustainability together.
Let's
figure out what that means. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. So I'm very excited. I think we have one more person introduced on the line. And then we're going to probably call it a wrap. I want to make sure we hear again from Paul Anthony and Shelley, and they're going to take us out with words of wisdom. So you guys prepare that. But we're going to hear one more song in between that, and then I want to see who's on area code 323719. Who is that? Area code 323?
That's me, Joella.
Hey, Joella. Okay, so I don't see your name on the dashboard. All right. Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad you're hanging with me. You said you were a little busy today and a little shaken up from the quake.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you guys. There's one beautiful thing that I have in my life. It's called paying it forward. And right now, while you guys are on the radio talking, modern technology is allowing me to talk to you as I'm doing 85 to 100 miles an hour down. I'm out here right next to the coast driving out of Oxnard, test driving a truck that I built with middle school kids in Los Angeles. So this is like the second test drive of this LS9. ZR1 Corvette motor and a 1955 Chevy truck. Never done before. So I'm having the time of my life listening to you guys. I feel inspired to know that people are really out here actually doing work with the kids, like they really do care. I've been working with the kids for 5 years, and when you touch a child on the shoulder and put an airplane motor right before them or do what I do and just let them witness it, it's the most wonderful feeling you can have because you're actively doing work, and it doesn't take money for that. I tell everybody I know, take 10% of your time and give back. Don't give 100%. You might get burned out. But if 10 of us give 10%, that is 100%. So when you're out here, like what I'm doing right now, I mean, I'm just cruising in this rare one-of-a-kind-in-the-world truck, and I know that the kids had something to do with this, and they're all looking for me to do these crazy burnouts with this 800 horsepower motor. But I'm having a blast hearing my sisters here, you know, and my brothers on here on the radio. All we're here taking our time right now, which each one of us could be doing something. We're giving back even to that, to just come back and expose what the work you're doing, Tina, to the world, because we care about you and what you stand for. And no, you don't go digging for money. You normally take money out of your own pocket to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
I know your story. It's the same story as just about everybody on the phone. So I think some people say that you don't have 800 horsepower. I'll give you guys a little treat here. That's 800 horsepower. I'm out here on the highway. And I can't wait for our next project to work with the kids. All we ask for you to do is just hug a child next to you. Keep at Godspeed giving back to the children, because they don't have a voice. We're their only voice. And I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, Yolanda and Tina. I'm here.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Joe and I are strategizing some really, really sexy projects. Kid you not. This is a man who has worked on planes for presidents, worked on, I don't know if I can say that out loud because some things I can't talk about that he worked on, but just know that this is probably one of the most amazing engineers, I forgot what he calls himself, a Sparky, that you're ever going to meet. He's worked on things that, if it didn't happen, our country wouldn't be protected. Let's put it that way. And he's giving back to the kids. He's giving back to the kids. Every event that I'm doing live, he was at UpFest with us, right? And, of course, he was excited at this event because we were blessed by other change agents like Stanley Clark to do a free concert for us. Right, Joe? You love Stanley Clark?
Yeah. Al Jarrell.
Yep. So we were blessed to have him there for us. I must have lost him. Let me get him back again. What were you saying, Joe?
Hang up or get off the line here. Full force, you guys are wrong. You guys are wrong. I got a child because of you, because once she dried her eyes, I got a 27-year-old child. I want you to know that.
I'm going to think that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I love hearing that. I've heard that many times in my life.
And it's my only daughter.
See, then my mission is done. God bless.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, we've done some great events. We're going to do even more with the kids, with the help of corporate America partnering with us and making sure that education is not just going to be about the events, it's also about making education part of the core standard. And one thing that Shelley, are you still there, Shelley?
Whoops, I am still here.
Okay, you were talking to me about your initiative in San Francisco, and that made me so excited. With all the red carpets and stuff that we do, that's the part that really, you know, pulls on my heart, is the stuff that we do that no one sees with these kids. Can you share with everyone about your project there with the kids?
Absolutely. It's in the inner city district in the projects. So there are three projects in San Francisco that are all next door to each other, and they're known as rival gang projects. And I've worked with the San Francisco PD, the mayor of San Francisco, and the San Francisco 49ers, who are one of our sponsors. And the PD came to us and said, you know, the work that you do, we have a lot of these pre-gang kids. Would you come in and do a program for them? That was 14 years ago. It's called Camp Choice. Now, that program has also been initiated finally in Colorado into the legal system,
yay,
and they're calling on cabin. Aww. Yeah. So it's a lot of first time or, you know, either first-time offenders, and we go from about 8 years old to about 15. And, you know, you would think an 8-year-old, you know, what kind of first-time offender can an 8-year-old be? But you'd be really surprised. And, you know, it was funny. They said, well, what do you want to show these kids? And, you know, in the very beginning, I remember the first year that we started years ago, and I thought about it. And I said, you know, that there's other things out there than just what they've grown up in. That there are places that they don't have to watch their back. that there are people that are just going to be upfront with them and non-threatening to them, and that they see mm-hmm. the hope of a possibility of another arena and another way of life, because it's like Allegory of the Caves. Once you've discovered mm-hmm. something, can't pretend it doesn't exist anymore. And
that's
so that's
right.
what I want. That's what I wanted. And some of our kids, yeah, I felt really old the other day because a couple of our kids have actually gone on and we've sponsored them into college, and just seeing where they go with it is amazing. Just amazing.
It's amazing that, you know, like Joe just said, if we can take 10% of our time to do something and invest into the next generation, and we all sort of connect the dots. So he was sort of doing that on his own, right? And I'm like, why are you doing this on your own? Let's figure out how to do this together, right? So
yeah,
I do my job, he does his job, and this one does mm-hmm. their job. Mm-hmm. We come together. We all have we have gifts differing. Now we have a full yes. picture.
Exactly.
We're all having a lot of fun in the process. We're all having a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I have a blast with these kids. I have a blast with these kids. Well,
that's
I think this is a great transition to Sugar T's new single, which is Don't X Me Out, and it pretty much speaks to the same point. Yeah, well, we opened up with her, the project we're working on now, which is Unbreakable, which is off the chain, but this is the next one coming out. We'll play a piece of it and then jump back in and then close out.
That's some Sugar T.
About that track is that she wrote it from the perspective of a kid or a homeless person, and she said mm-hmm. it hurts my soul that I can't talk to you, and she said that's how mm-hmm. she feels, where when she sees someone who's been abused or neglected mm-hmm. they're not able to speak, and it's our job to speak for them. So
okay.
I always give big ups to our change agents in the game, right, to mm-hmm. my sugar. So mm-hmm. we only have like 20 minutes left, which is funny, and I'm thinking 2 hours is too long. So can you believe it's been 2 hours already, guys?
almost been 2 hours. Yes, but this is an incredible conversation, and we need to just get started. And the first call is 2 hours.
That's right. Well, you know, it's funny. We've been doing this, right? We impacted 1,700 kids last year. 1,700. Mm-hmm. I just want to multiply by that 1,000, like, you know, 1.7 million.
Mm-hmm.
And with, you know, one of my great partners that's in the middle of a meeting with the mayor of New Orleans, he's not able to be on right now, but he just texted me, Grandmaster Eric O'Neill. We're doing a great event in September, which we'll tell more about, but it's really about obesity, the number one killer in this country. To me, I call it the number one terrorist. I lost my mother to it, lost my father. Well, my father, thank God, is still hanging on, but my father's wellness has been lost to that. He can't work the way he used to work, move around the way he used to move around. And then my life has been in different places of compromise just because I didn't take care of myself properly.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to really work at making sure that they're not only getting good education, but they actually can have good nutrition to concentrate in school, right?
They can't study.
So Eric actually did a program in Compton High School not long ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, when he started to tweak the nutrition so that it would change. And he's actually the curriculum designer for the Get Moving program with our First Lady, Michelle Obama. And we're happy to be able to partner with him and the White House to continue this mission directly with Michelle Obama. Because, you know, if you had to look at, you know, you had to look at, you know, a vision board, and if you look at my vision board and you think about bodies that I want to have, you know, what it looks like, Michelle Obama's arms have big circles on them. I want Michelle Obama's arms. Can I have Michelle Obama's arms?
Healthy,
gorgeous, and she's doing all this organic farming in school. So I'm happy to say that Lion Man Foundation, you can look it up, lionmanfoundation.org, and I think he just 2 days ago has been honored as the, like, the national karate champion. I'm sorry, guys, I wish I could get the title. But he's won several medals for our country in martial arts, the gold. He's our partner, so I'm proud of these partners that we have contractually, partners that we have viscerally through the heart, from heart to heart, partners that we may never meet, but we still say their names out loud, partners that have passed already, you know, people who have transferred knowledge to us so that we can be, and we say their names out loud, like Dr. Martin Luther King and Jacques Smith and, you know, the Kennedys in general. We say their names out loud so that we can continue to remember them in front of our children. We cannot forget, as they say.
And speaking of foundation, we also have the Paul Anthony Foundation. Don't forget about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to get right into that. Yeah,
sure.
Let's talk about the Paul Anthony Foundation. We talked a little bit about the fact that you're speaking and that your journey, I think they marry each other. The speaking, the journey, the music marry each other at the Paul Anthony Foundation.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's always connectivity, you know. So I've been asked to speak out to a lot of corporations and just schools, colleges, in terms of, you know, the mind, body, spirit connection, what I used as tools that God put before me to get through and to go through. So where I can share that energy, the knowledge, experience, I'm there, and I'm there to be reached through the Paul Anthony Live Life, Give Life Foundation, www.palivelife.org, for sure. More to come, more to come.
That's exciting. That's
exciting.
And it's courage. That's courage. I mean, because I know that even with a lot of the wonderful people that I know, if you have a little bit of shine, just a little bit of celebrity, and something bad happens, they usually sort of disappear. You don't hear about it until they're all better, and you never hear from it. You never hear about it. So that takes real courage.
Yeah, it is. And for one like me, who I've been known throughout my entire professional career as a bodybuilder and a body shaper, I've influenced a lot of people in the sports world, the bodybuilding world, what have you. But I knew once I came through this, I told my brother Lou, I said, I've got to do more with this than just live. No, I've got to expand on this. That's the assignment. Mm-hmm. That's the purpose. So, yeah, you know, I appreciate to be present to it. No question.
Yeah, you know how I have always felt about it. It's like, where's your book? Where's your book?
Yeah, working on that right now. Working on that right now. We have a book, A Full Force, Not Such a House Party, but this is going to be mine of the journey that is still taking place, and that's the wonderful part, being the here and now and being present to it, you know. So I'm working on that, and thank God Tina Michelle stays on me on that book, so I'm doing that as we speak, as we speak.
Excellent. Yes, I can't wait to read it. It's a page-turner because you're a page-turner. And Shelly, beautiful Shelly, what is the next thing for Women for Global Change?
The next thing for Women of Global Change is we're actually going into Jamaica, and we're revamping an orphanage. You know, we travel all over the world. We've done wells in Africa. We've done schools in Costa Rica. We've done infant care unit centers in Honduras. And so the next one is in Jamaica in 2015. We just finished one, so we're getting ready to go back in. You know, but I invite people to come and play with us all the time. We do works all around the world. We've done, I don't know how many schools here in the United States, libraries, senior centers, Head Starts, orphanages, you name it. So, you know, people are more than welcome to come and join us and play with us.
Well, you're speaking this evening, as a matter of fact, at an Easy event, right, Mr. Easy? Are you still there?
I am. Yes, still here. Loving the conversation. I'm taking notes still.
Still taking notes. Well, you're speaking today, this evening, at a fabulous property in California about sex trafficking.
Yeah, I'm honored to just say hello to everybody and be able to introduce the wonderful Shelly Hunt, and she's our keynote speaker tonight. And we have With Two Wings .org. It's TWO With Two Wings .org, which is they specialize in raising awareness for sex trafficking, and it's an amazing charity. And we started Experience the Easy Way, and this is actually our first event at a private mansion in Orange County, and I'm excited to. I gotta go take a nap so I can regenerate myself from last night, and then do it again tonight.
That's right. And I'm sorry I won't be there. You guys need to open up a Skype portal so I can party with you tonight.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm serious. So I can party with you tonight virtually. I mean, it's not fair. It's just not fair. I'm 500 miles away. Otherwise, I'd be there. You know that. So, Shelly, this thing about sex trafficking. I mean, that's a hard conversation because most people don't want to believe that this is still an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us some top-level sound bites of what you'll be addressing?
You know, it was really phenomenal and staggering to me to realize the sex trafficking that does go on even in the United States. And so I'm going to be talking about some of that awareness. So not only you know, the awareness of making our young people aware, but making us aware. As adults, many of us do not realize, I'm telling you, the staggering statistics of what goes on. And we have a lot of runaways, and it's not just runaways. Some of these are school-aged kids. And, you know, so it was one of those things where I'm definitely going to be addressing that awareness. What are we looking for? What are the statistics? Because when I started to hear how many kids actually go missing in the U.S. and, you know, how many are actually, you know, shipped out or shipped underground for sex trafficking, it was just heart-wrenching to me. So
oh, my God.
That's the stuff I'm going to be talking about, yeah.
What's the call to action for tonight so that our listeners can even participate virtually? We may not be able to be there, but that may pull a heartstring of someone that's listening, and they may want to give to the Paul Anthony Foundation. Go over there to the website. Say it again, Paul.
Yes, it's www.palivelife.org. And if you want to reach out to me, whether it's donations, whether it's me coming to your city, whatever, anything that's building hope and a better tomorrow. Definitely reach out to me. My brother Lou, another transplant champion who's with me everywhere I go as well. So please reach out.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And then Shelly, for tonight, what's the call to action? Is it is there a place that they can give on your site, or they should just go to, was it Two Angel Wings?
That is correct. Yeah, I mean, if they want to come and play with the Women of Global Change, they can do that. Two Wings is, you know, another way that they can definitely participate.
and learning more of the awareness for sex trafficking.
Yes. Well, hopefully someone's recording tonight, hint, hint, Eric Zulli, so that we can, you know, hear a rebroadcast of it at a later date for those of us who cannot jump over there today, today. Well, we're wrapping up the show, which is pretty fascinating to me because I don't think there was a time in this show that my eyes didn't swell up, right? Because when I think about the change we're about to really create by not just doing the work, but having platforms where we're saying that we're doing the work, we need your help, please jump in wherever you're at. You know, this, we've seen it before in activism.
Yeah,
we've seen it in activism. My mother was an activist, you know, pump the power fist. But I call us actionists because we're in action about these things. And even more so with all of us talking about monetizing the movements, I say it right out front. You need to pay. Don't barter, pay. You know, the money may not, it may not be monetary money. It may be reciprocity. It may be thought capital. It may be love. But just be in the in a mindset to create a cycle or an internal economy. I call it your me economy, to know what you need and know what you can give, right? Define that coming out the gate so that we're constantly feeding each other because as we feed each other, we grow, we grow, we grow, and then we can look at it 10 years from now and do what Shelley just said and say, you know, 15 years later, this is how many children actually went to college. That's huge. That's phenomenal. I celebrate that.
Phenomenal.
Beautiful.
That is phenomenal. I celebrate that. And I want to be able to say that when we come to the end of this year, that we and our partners have contributed to the full sponsorship of X amount of children or got them into VOTEC school or they learned a skill set. Our programs are STEM to STEAM, right, programs where it's science, technology, education, and math, and then STEAM is science, technology, education, arts, and math. But we're not just saying let's do a program and throw it in a school. We're partnering with the movie houses, the music industry, the car companies. We're, Joe is actually taking kids to Capstone where they can actually see these engines. Don't yell at me, Joe. What to call them. That don't take any fuel, right? They're seeing how it's made. That's where they can work and get paid internships. He took them to other venues just so that they can see that this is how it's made. This is the job. Now let's go to the shop. Let's do a hands-on. Let's fill out the application. And Congresswoman Maxine Waters has an incredible program that some of our kids are from Joe's classroom, from Dr. Juanita Holloway's classroom, from other programs that we're working with. They're actually joining these programs and getting now 12 to 16 education paid for. We got to continue that. We're just that's just L.A. That's only what we're doing.
That's right.
People are doing this all over the country, all over the world. Our job, my job in particular, is to catch it being done, shoot it, distribute it, and get people to partner with it. That's my, really my job, is to distribute hope from here to Outer Mongolia. How long have you heard me say that, Paul?
Forever.
That's my job. That's my job. So as you hear Shelley Hunt, you hear all these wonderful brands, Easy Wave Broadcasting, RMCOnLive.com, Brenda Eason of the BBON and now the GBON, which I'm very excited about the GBON. 40, how many people do we have actually in our membership group, Brenda? I think about 35,000, 40,000. Is she there? Brenda? I think it's about 35, it's probably between 35,000 and 40,000. And this is a group. So this is, these are people who are not just sort of there and just liking the page. These are people who are engaging, learning about business. And so we're about to add a new element, which is philanthropic business or conscious capitalism into the equation so that we add the giving engine into our businesses. Many businesses are doing something called a benevolent corporation or a B Corp. I'm still not there yet. We have the nonprofits that Yolanda controls that we sort of move things through and other nonprofits that we'll partner with because I wanted to be around for more than 2 years. But they're benevolent corporations. They have the giving engine plugged into their actual infrastructure of their for-profit business. Those are the type of businesses we want to work with, we want to partner with. And so many partners were not shown here, were not on the line today, but they're there. David Traub, I love you. He's my attorney. He connected me to Conscious Capitalism, 5,000 companies focused on giving back within their for-profit organizations worldwide. Wonderful organization. BeingHuman.org, working with those guys, talking about human technology from the high end to actually remove trauma within 15 minutes. That's what I do, laser coaching. So I remove trauma at the cellular level in minutes. Well, how do we do that in a way that is systemic and it's distributable and you can get it done in the safety of people who are not cray-cray, right?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you're safe. Make sure that the person is educated and has the background, and most importantly, not just that they have 20,000 accolades when it comes to people who work on your body and your mind, but they have the love for healing humanity. So we're working on projects like that up there in Silicon Valley, WeVideo.com, working on school projects where kids are remixing videos left and right. We're doing it because these kids have the power of distribution quickly and virally of the content that we are producing. So we have some great partners. I'm just so excited. Michael Novak. Michael Novak is out there right now working on a movie with Glenn Close and Catherine Zeta-Jones about girls being educated worldwide. These are our partners, guys. These are the people that are working with us to create change.
Excellent.
I'm just so honored to even be conscious enough to participate. Because sometimes we miss it. Sometimes we miss it. And we forget that our blessings is actually in what we're doing for mankind and not just for the tools and the toys that we buy. Right?
No, yeah. Well said.
Hear, hear? Hear, hear?
Second that. Sure.
That's right. Put the, I heard in my head, put the needle on the record and the drum beat goes like, just kidding. That was my hip-hop culture coming out. So we're going to finalize this show with, I think, a song that is apropos. And, Paul, you're going to tell us about it.
Yes, this song is also taken from our album, Full Force Love of Our Friend, With All Love from Our Friends. And it's somewhat autobiographical. And when people would come visit me at the Hope Lodge, to show you the connection, which is a post-healing place after you get transplants and what have you, I stayed at the Hope Lodge in Mid-City, New York. And often I would have friends, celebrities, and family come visit me, and they would say, hey, Paul, how you doing, man? How you feel? I say, hey, I feel good. And they say, well, you look good. And just automatically I start saying, that's because I'm God good. So it stuck. It stuck with me and stuck with everyone I said to it. So I wrote a song called I Feel Good, I Look Good, I'm God Good. And it's coming out on our label, Sony Legacy. And once again, the CEO, Adam Block, sees this as the epitome of the song. I reached out to my brother Lou, and I said, Lou, I need someone with vocal majesty. And there was no other one that came to mind but my sister, Faith Evans. Then I said, the song needs to have the heartbeat of music, which is drums. I said, Lou, I need Sheila. So he reached out to Sheila E., who I haven't seen since we did Crush Groove back in the 80s. And it also features the God Good Choir and the God Good Children, because they are the voice of tomorrow. So here it is. Mm-hmm. I feel good, I look good, I'm God good. Featuring Faith Evans, Sheila E., the God Good Choir, and the God Good Children.
Well, this is how we're closing out our show, everybody. Just thank you for being here, and check your emails and everything else, and the next time we do a celebration of hope here on EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Next week, tune in to Mom's Chat Live, where we have Angelia White coming on, talking to us about distributing hope for women. And I made a suggestion for a magazine cover, and I think she's going to reach out to Shelley Hunt, because when she read it, he loved her. So here we are, feel good, God good, look good. So Forrest, Paul Anthony.
Because I feel good, I look good, I'm God good. So let's praise him.
Yeah,
let's praise him.